listening to the UK and the world's favorite wrestling podcast, RTM Wrestling, with your hosts, Andy and Emma.
Right, we're on.
We're on. It is 3:13.
3:13, we're both battling colds, that's right. Still poorly.
Cough, cough.
Got a scabby nose, got a scabby ear. It's wonderful. Yes.
Sorry, go on.
No. I was done.
But would you go to sleep right now?
Oh, shit, I've left my bloody vape over there. No, I can't go.
Your own vape? Yeah, look forward to double trouble with the old vape now. We've got one each.
No. To be fair, I think I'm using it less than when I was sharing it. I don't know if there was like a weird, give me the vape now.
Maybe.
Mode
like,
to it.
Seeing me have a blast made you have a blast.
Yeah. But there might be double. There's going to be double the vape noise, so soz about that.
Yeah. And as you heard, we've got like a little intro bit now. So thank you very much for Brian for providing that. That's awesome.
We may tinker
with it. He wanted some of our like sound bites and stuff like
that.
And
we did, to be fair, we did record them, but on the same, literally an hour after we recorded them and we were in the middle of the podcast, he sent through the thingy, so we do have like little audio clips, but we can add those in.
Yeah, but I quite like it as it is. I think you go down a rabbit hole
when you start trying to pick out your highlights of some of the stuff you've said. You're listening to like hours before you get to a highlight.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is no highlights. Axel said about wearing clothes in the conventional sense. That was, at the time, I didn't realise how stupid that sounded. There's no sleep till Dynamite next week.
Or maybe Impact on Tuesday.
Well, let's get into it, shall we? So, hello everyone. Welcome once again to RTM Wrestling. This is going to be very, very AEW focused, even though, Gem.
Oh, sorry about the pumpy sound. It's actually me. It's me filling up the vape.
I did watch
a
Raw Top 10.
Oh, how was that?
Do you know what? I actually thought that was it looked like a half decent show.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to make a joke then.
No.
I thought you were going to go, it actually looked a shit.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a few half decent things going on, like the teasing. I don't know if the teasing or if it is because I've just watched a 5-minute top 10 video. The Fiend against Orton. Orton had Alexa in his arms and he passed her back over.
I did see that. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Lana and Asuka. Tag team, kind of, pinning the tag team champs. Yeah. That looks quite fun. The triple threat sudden death match, a triple threat is always sudden death. fucking the Michael Bay of wrestling.
By its very nature.
That looked from the highlights, because I went and watched like the 4-minute highlight video that they put together. That looked like a really cool match with AJ Styles winning it, which means he's going against McIntyre. There was something else as well. Oh, Jeff Hardy against Elias in some crazy...
Didn't he hit his head on the steps?
He did hit his head on the steps, and it looked horrific.
Yeah,
but
I don't
think he's all right.
Much want to see that myself.
Did you know how it happened?
Yes, I saw... Yeah. Well, I saw like the start and I saw the aftermath of it, but I didn't see the video of it, and I was like, oh, Jesus. I'd hate to know the noise that made.
It's cracking off
some steel steps.
It didn't sound great.
Fucking Jeff.
But
he cops it, doesn't he?
He does well. I mean, it's their own fault for putting the table there. They could have just moved it round a little bit. But anyway.
True that.
But that aside, I actually watched that thinking, not really talked about WWE properly for a bit. Maybe we'll get into that. But we've just come off the back of the latest Dynamite. It's literally just finished. The winter is coming.
Yeah.
I mean,
we never do this. We never, one, stay up this late, especially when we're both not feeling very well. And two, we never put the mics on straight after something, because usually we're so knackered and we're so fed up and it's dragged on every show, because you're tired at this point. Don't matter how good it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it just shows that a very, 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 very good show gives you a little boost.
I mean, what the fuck?
It was
one of the greatest like wrestling shows I've seen in a long time.
And was not a pay-per-view.
No.
No pay-per-view till like, what, fucking February or something for AEW. That was just a big Dynamite show.
I mean, that's the way you do it. You know, if you're going to do pay-per-views that infrequently, you need to bulk up the Dynamites. You know, they've been bulking up Dynamites in the past with things like Fight for the Fallen and what was it, the Fighter Fest and all that kind of stuff, and then NXT. You know, just started doing Halloween Havoc-esque shit as well to try and pink a bit. But yeah, I mean, from start to finish, the show was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I mean, you know, a two-hour show, it goes by like a flash. Mm-hmm. You know, the Battle Royal match was really fun. And I'm looking forward to Orange against MGF.
Yeah.
What else was there before the two main?
Jericho.
And Kazarian for the first time ever. That was good. And then you're going to have a bit of a, what is it, the coming to Jesus meeting, ultimatum, next week. However, that's not why we turn the mic on, really, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Take it away.
Oh my God. Right. So, obviously, Sting made his AEW debut. And there's a lot of things to unpack and to say. However, the one thing that I can't not just lead with, because I'll just keep go into it, is that is legitimately the first time I've ever been properly surprised in wrestling while watching it. Probably since I was watching it as a teenager when there was no internet and there was no rag sheets.
Yep.
And even though you were watching it the day after on a videotape from the telly, you didn't have a fucking clue because you couldn't check what had happened. It wasn't on the news or anything. No one gave a fuck. So, like, since starting to watch it again, 2012, I've never been surprised because every single debut, whatever, has been ruined. Like a celebrity appearance, it's announced weeks before or it's leaked.
Yep.
And this is the first time I've ever been legitimately surprised. And I always, we've always banged on this podcast about how we'd love to have more surprises, to have some surprises, and how great that must be to be surprised and yet never experiencing it. Just kind of guessing. Wouldn't it be great if there was something big happened and you didn't know? You didn't know The Rock was coming out. You didn't have a clue he was coming out. There was none of this tease like there is on WWE at the moment about The Rock's coming out. Rock's obviously going to be at WrestleMania against Reigns. Of course he is. It's been coming for 12 months by the time he gets here. You know, a proper surprise. And I had no idea about Sting at all. So even when his vignette started playing, the Winter is Coming thing with the Crow, should have been a bit of a giveaway, really.
You saying Crow, I don't even remember a Crow.
Yeah, there was a Crow, and I remember seeing at the start, but it looked kind of like a little bit like Japan.
Yeah.
So, and obviously Kenta had posted.
Been posting loads of shit.
But that means he's in. But that makes me think he's in cahoots with him to make, you know, to throw people off the scent, a bit of red herring about.
Who aren't they in cahoots with? We'll get onto that.
Absolutely. But then, so this vignette's playing, I was like, Kenta, okay, so it's definitely Kenta because that looks like Japan.
That's what I thought as well,
But then I was like, this is a very weird. I would have thought if he was going to come out, it's the main event.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. Why is he out with these guys? Who the fuck is he trying to set up something with? Yeah. Like, Darby Allin? Like, really? And then when it said Sting, that is the biggest pop you and I have had.
Yeah.
Just ever.
Yeah.
In
terms of surprise, absolutely. The only time I can think of a genuine surprise, and I don't even know if it was genuine or not. No, do you know what? It would have been genuine if I was watching it live, but it was Royal Rumble when Edge came out.
Oh, okay.
And I went to, because obviously, you know, we've got work the next day and all that kind of stuff, and I went to bed and woke up and had it ruined for me by notifications and things like that.
And it would have happened this time had we have gone to bed and not watched it. It would have been on my phone, a Bleacher Report thing, and I would have been like, what the fuck? Andy, don't look at your phone and
You need to unsubscribe from
that.
But
usually
one
of us knows if there's a surprise, any sort of surprise, nothing to this magnitude, but if there's any sort of surprise, we'll watch it the day after and usually one of us knows and we go, right, just sit
Let's
and watch
see
it.
What you think about this. Yeah, because like with the Dinner Debonair thing, you'd already
I saw
seen
that,
it.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder, I'd already seen it. Yeah. And I know these are not the same levels of things.
But still, I mean, but it was so great to share that moment with you.
Yeah, definitely. Like it was a pure like visceral reaction. You know, you were shouting, "Look at his t-shirt! Look at his t-shirt!" You know, because obviously big merch, Ed, so that's getting bought.
It was just the fact that it said the whole Sting AEW, a proper t-shirt, is a suggestion that at the time when he first walked out, it's like, he's here?
Yeah.
Rather than he's just paying an appearance week. It's like seeing an AEW logo on his t-shirt was like, oh, fuck, he's probably signed with him. This is massive.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just... anyway, I've waffled. Tell me your thoughts, please, Andy.
Well, there's not... It's one of them where it's like, there's not really too much to add to that other than just, fuck. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable to me. Because I actually retweeted something that I think Kyle put up. Let me just have a quick look for him. So Kyle, so he does a, if you don't know, I'm sure you do know by now, but he does a podcast with his host, whose name's eluding me, so sorry. But it's called At All Elite Pod. And I fucking tweeted the wrong one, which I said. What I'd put on more on. That's what happens when you stay up and watch something till daft o'clock. So he actually, and I don't know if it's because, do you remember we were saying like he got an immediate call?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know if this is why he got this or he was able to post it, but it was pretty much like a
press release.
A press release, like straight away. I mean, that's some cool shit. Straight away. And it just says, like, Icon Sting makes his debut, multi-year deal.
Mm.
So, because like you said at the time, when we were watching it, it's like, you know, this is one of, like, your guys. And I know not, like, from, like, the previous WCW shit, because you'd never seen it. You know, that run he had in WWE was so disappointing for me as a massive Sting fan. Mm. And I really didn't like WCW, but I loved Sting. Everybody fucking loves Sting. You know, even Beach Ball, you know, kicking around Sting with his blonde hair, going all the way to The Crow. What's the Brandon Lee thing? What's that? Is The Crow?
Oh, yeah, The Crow. Yeah, The Crow.
You know, that homage was awesome, coming down from the rafters. You know, TNA at the time, when I was watching TNA, he was a big part of TNA as well, doing great promos and having reasonable matches. but to see him come out and it to be like such a massive shock, like I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, fucking hell. Like, because there was a thing like a couple of months ago where WWE had pulled all his merchandise. And there was a rag sheet thing of like, you know, WWE pulls all his merchandise. But as far as like I was aware, he'd retired because Seth Rollins had injured him. So that buckle bomb injured him to the point of where he had to retire. That's what I thought. And, it, you know, and you don't look into it any further than that. You know, you're not like every wrestler, like, oh, are they still going? And do they...
Not with Sting. Because like you said, sorry to interrupt you, but like you said, it was a disappointing run and he had ended it with an injury. And because of like the time of his life he's in, and he was so kind of gracious whenever he was interviewed, you felt like he was sort of having like a goodbye tour in WWE, really. Like it was his goodbye
moment.
That's
what it felt like.
Because he was so kind of like at peace with who he was and he was kind of really laid back. And you thought, okay, he's ending his career at WWE and why not get a WrestleMania moment?
Mm.
And then unfortunately gets injured. So it's like, right, that's Sting done then. Yeah. It was a sad ending because he didn't really get the big fanfare or any sort of goodbye. But now we know why.
Yeah.
You know, you never intended on retiring. We just assumed that... I don't think he announced retirement, did he?
I didn't see anything like...
We just assumed it.
That was kind of the line that I think... I don't know if WWE said or anything like that. Tiffany, by the way, is Kyle's co-host. I had to clear that up.
Yeah.
So, I just couldn't believe it.
Mm.
And when I saw him walking out, like, I think I looked at the screen for about a second... And then I was screaming at you. I was tweeting away.
It was
insane. And then to see, like, because most of our timeline, you know, other than disgusting shit, people retweet for some reason, is relatively equal to AEW and NXT. Like, because this is the only time, you know, when they're on at the same time. So, you know, usually you see like a good bit of breakdown of both. Now, this time it was just pure AEW, and then the odd WWE related tweet that was just taking a shot at WWE.
I saw it's like, oh, WWE's signing on young talent, AEW's just signing old talent, and the reason why I saw it was someone had quote tweeted it saying WWE sign people and keep them prisoner in a performance center for 2 years and do fuck all with them. So, you know, whatever. Whatever, mate.
Yeah, so go fuck yourself. Like, honestly.
I don't know who that was who tweeted that, but he made me laugh. And I'm not like, I'm not using this whole like fantastic AEW show as a reason to slag off WWE, but what? No, you're looking at me.
I was kind of like looking at you as if to say I am.
Well,
but I'm with you.
To me, it's a very, 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 very personal thing in that I have grown out of WWE, and I think you have too. I think it's not evolved with us as wrestling fans.
Yeah.
I don't think it's evolved with a lot of people as wrestling fans. I think it ends up winning a lot of new fans and a lot of, without sounding rude, a lot of obsessive fans who draw pictures of wrestlers and stan them, for want of a better phrase.
What?
Stan, you know,
what's
like
that?
When you're a big fan, you stan them.
Oh, like Eminem?
Yeah, I think that's where the phrase came from. But it's like, you've got a lot of, like, stans of certain wrestlers, and they're obsessed with them, and they're like, oh, my queen, and all king, and all that crap. So they get a lot of them fans. But for me, it was just a further distancing of where I'm at with them.
Yeah.
They're just not for me anymore. But they satisfy a lot of people, and they're there for, you know, they're there for a lot of like tweens and a lot of, you know, like these weird mega fans who proper idolise them in very odd ways, in my opinion, unhealthy ways.
Yeah, yeah. But some of the things that I've seen is unhealthy.
But each their own. It's like pop, they're like a bunch of pop stars to a lot of people, and that's how they get treated, and that's fair enough, that's how they get marketed. But like, it tonight, I don't know what it was. You know when, like, it's really hard to describe, and it's really hard to describe at 3 in the morning, but I feel like there's a... You know when you're a fan of something, but then something happens that just cements it, and it locks into place completely.
Yeah.
Like, there was a missing piece. Mm. And I'm not saying, like, Sting is the piece of my life that's been missing for so long, but tonight's show was the missing, was kind of like when everything just aligned completely for me. And I was like, right, okay, I'm done now. This is, I am a big fan. And I was anyway, but it's like, no, I'm properly a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't realise I was still teetering a bit.
Yeah.
Or not so much teetering, but a bit apathetic about it. A bit like, take it or leave it. I'll watch AEW. It's great. Yeah. I enjoy it. But now I'm like, shit. I'm becoming a fucking stan.
Yeah, we're going to start drawing pictures of Sting.
I'm going to start fucking drawing a picture of Sting and sending it him, and it's shit, and he looks like a Picasso.
But he retweets it anyway.
It's a fucking absolute garbage. No, but it was so good. It was something I didn't know I was missing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like 5 minutes in, because obviously we watch it on the Fight app, FITE. Which is for UK, and I think it's worldwide apart from America, because obviously they've got the TNT deal. So I was watching on the Fight app. It's great. There's no sort of advert breaks. It just carries on. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. When like Moxley's walking around the ring for like 10 minutes while the adverts are going on. But as soon as I put it on, when the Battle Royal was going on, and it wasn't, you know, it was like a couple of weeks ago, I think I was taking the piss out of WWE for doing a battle royal where there was no reason whatsoever. And it was just to put The Miz over as a heel, which could have been done in 5 minutes instead of 20. And I was like, what the fuck's this for? And, you know, and then they do this battle royal for the diamond ring. Because at the time I thought, oh, yeah, the diamond ring that MJF won last year, that's on the line. But then it came out halfway through the match. It was like, oh, actually, the last two are going to go into a match next week. And I was like, oh, Christ, can someone not just win it now? Like, I was a little bit like that. But then when it finished, I was like, yes, let's see that MJF Orange Cassidy match next week. But like 5 minutes into that, and nothing was really happening.
Mm.
You just said, God, I love this show.
Yeah, I do. I really do. And I just do. I just think it's, I just feel comfortable watching it. It's, I think, like I say, I think it's the evolution of being a fan and, you know, discovering what it is that you really like about it. And I think that the people who are at the helm of it are probably on the same wavelength or thereabouts as you and I are in wrestling. You know, Tony Khan's obviously a younger dude. Yeah, you know, he's not 70. So it's like he's grown up probably, he's probably a similar age to me, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But like he's grown up with it, and he's grown up with it at the same sort of time. He's got, he knows what works, he knows what doesn't, and he's, you know, dynasty of fucking billionaires, so it's great. It's like the best person to have hold of it. He probably won't be when he's 70. It'll probably be a mess. But like
calling for Tony Khan's head, Cody needs to take over.
Well, you know, but it's like it's just hit at like a great time. I think it's just great. And just on that battle royal.
I don't know.
I never know how to pronounce it. But like, there's something always so fantastic when you forget someone's not actually been eliminated.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's what the whole thing hinges on. The fact that someone's been outside the ring for so long. That's the whole point of those matches.
Well, they just went out and got him. I was like, I thought he was going to come sliding in and like, nonchalantly.
He doesn't care though, does he?
No.
He doesn't care enough. He would have stayed out there. And then come out next week and go, I've not been eliminated. That's the other trope, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so like, to me, like, the whole show was great.
Yeah.
The Battle Royal, the women's match with Britt Baker and the Russian that I can't remember the name of, unfortunately. And then Thunder Rosa coming out and attacking her.
That was great.
That was really good. The side bit with Shida, with the whole Abaddon stuff, which is obviously Abaddon's going to have a match next week. But Shida showed more, you know, emotional range than we've ever seen on AEW.
Yeah,
she did
a bit of acting.
So that's going in the right direction. Jericho and Kazarian was great. Mm-hmm. And then the whole fucking, do they throw the towel in, do they not? That was a great angle of it. I didn't even mention about the Battle Royal with Sammy Guevara and Jungle Boy. On the like walking the tightrope on the edge and doing backflips and shit. I was like, Jesus, that was great. And then you get this Sting fucking thing. And like, for a split second, I forgot about the main event.
Oh, well.
I was like, is that it? Is it finished? Because WWE would have finished the show with that, regardless if they had a title match on.
Of course they would.
They would have finished the show with it. And you know,
and you'd be going, why is this match on last? Something's happening.
Well, there you go. And then you're primed for a fucking spoiler. Oh, Jesus.
There was literally, I did have a moment where when Sting went over to Darby Allin and they were looking at each other, I was thinking, Papa?
Yeah. I've seen a few tweets like that. Yeah. Like Sting's Darby Allin's dad.
He just gave me that sort of vibe. Oh, God, it was so good. But it was I turned to you and was like, it's crazy how I'm now thinking about Kenny Omega and Ambrose Moxley, Christ. I'm now thinking, come on, guys, you've got to pull it out of the bag to beat that.
That's what you said. Like, you turned to me and went, how are they beating that?
I know, and it's like so ridiculous to say it about those two, that match that everyone's been waiting for so many weeks.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah,
they did pull it out. It was as good as you would ever expect it to be.
Indeed. Before we go on to that, though, as far as Sting being there,
what's
the plan?
I don't know.
Because this is the thing. Because like, oh, you know, can he even wrestle? I don't know. I mean, he's going to talk next week, which is crazy in itself. But I've seen a few people saying like, "Oh, Sting's going to pull like loads of viewers and all this kind of stuff." I don't think he will, because with TNA he didn't pull loads of viewers.
Right.
But he did go to WWE for a bit and then has now turned up in a different wrestling company, so maybe it does pull a few.
I'm getting the impression he's gonna wrestle.
Yeah,
I don't think he's just gonna kind of lead a deal faction.
Yeah, multi-year. Well, maybe he will.
It doesn't matter what he does, really. I mean, he's
not need any more factions, but
I know Christ, unless he takes over one. But he's, yeah. I don't know. I don't even want to think about it right now, because we've said for so many weeks about so many, you know, like the male singles especially. There's too many of them and there's not enough time.
Yeah.
So I can't even think that they'll just not misuse. I just can't think about him being misused or anything.
No.
I don't think he will be, but I think he'll be used very sparingly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
and he should be.
If he's been signed to a multi-year deal, you know, it's not a one and done. It's, you know, it's him going back to TNT, which I think WCW used to be on. So it's, you know, they said like, oh, it's been 18 years since Sting's been on TNT, and
it's amazing. It's such an incredible signing for him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, from a business sense, from merchandise alone, Sting is a big deal to have on your books, and he just brings such a legitimacy to it that weirdly, I don't think I've felt before from anybody else at quite the same extent as him.
No.
Like, there's just something about, like, I put him up there with, like, the big times, do you know what I mean? Like, the Mount Rushmore wrestler type things. Like, he's
definitely
just, but obviously not as, not as much of a twat.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
all
if
those
he signed
WWE things.
A twat, like, you know, I'd be worried if Hulk Hogan walked out.
Right.
And they were like, oh, he's signed to a multi-year deal. Hulk Hogan signed to a multi-year deal. I'd be like, I don't, this is just a cash grab. And he's not going to do much. And he's, you know, he's great. And you can bring out some merch. But I feel like Sting's just a better, I feel like you've seen something that you want to read out. Because your little eyes have lit up. And you're
try thinking, and guess where I am. Try and guess what I'm looking at.
Are you looking at merch?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
There's more than just a t-shirt. There's a hoodie, there's a hat.
Is there really?
And there's also, as well, Mrs. Puma. There's a Puma AEW embroidered windbreaker, which
really
looks fucking awesome.
I
as
love
well.
Puma.
Look at that.
Puma's my favourite. Where? That one?
Yeah, yeah.
How oh, cool I love that. That.
Stockport County AEW crossover here.
No, yeah, Christ.
But yeah, there's like a hoodie, there's a snapback cap, there's a t-shirt that looks fucking awesome. I mean, the new Kenny Omega and new top, I'm not really that fussed with that. Which I was kind of going into that, though. I was saying to you, it's like, oh, you know, Omega might bring out a decent t-shirt. Because I've always been like 80% there with buying a Kenny Omega t-shirt. I've been like, oh, I'm just waiting for the right one. And they've always just been a tiny little bit off for me to want to buy it. But yeah, that Sting shit looks fucking ridiculous.
Fucking
snapback hoodie, that sports coat looks amazing.
Well, you know, if we ordered it now, we'll probably get it in February.
Yeah, so. Well, we'll probably get it probably this time, January, would be.
Jesus.
It's usually about a month.
The shipping's shite, let me
it's
just say.
It's because of the COVID stuff, though, and it's just one shop.
Yeah.
So that one shop in Chicago deals with all the orders. That
shall
it
we
takes.
Get in touch with AEW and say we'll run your Euro shop from our flat? I think the flat's big enough. I mean, it's a one bedroom flat. I'd happily give up the whole living room to be a stock room, and I'll run that. If they paid us the salary, I'd run that. I'd spend the rest of my days running that shit, just posting shit to people.
Yeah.
We've got a lovely little post office in Monty.
We do. That we like.
They'd be
like
fine. They'd get a business account with them and we can just run it. In fact, fuck having a bed.
Ideas.
We'll just, no.
Yeah, we don't.
I'll get
we
a futon
a
and we'll sleep,
futon,
in, we'll sleep in the kitchen area.
Yeah, just a mat. Just a mat.
Probably need the kitchen for stock. We've got a lock-up downstairs. We'll sleep in there.
We'll sleep in the lock-up,
sleep in the lock-up
downstairs. Put one of those heaters that they had on the ring tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic.
So yeah, so fuck knows where they're going to go with it. But what a signing, like what a shock. I mean, because you know, in a few weeks, like the snow might have melted, you know, and the fact that they were pumping up real fake snow as well. It was melting on the camera. Yeah, crazy.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's always like the big challenge when you do something like that is the weeks that come later, because the big pop when it's over, you've then got to really make an effort to carve out some sort of place for this person that doesn't make them wilt and look a bit sad.
Yeah.
So they've got to keep, they've got to protect him, protect Sting at all costs, that's what I say.
Yeah, fuck all this new talent, screw him.
I don't want him to hold a belt or anything, I just want them to do something with him that keeps that mystique and doesn't, he's not in a match with like fake robots.
Yeah, oh Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, you what you said had me pissing my pants with when we were watching the main event.
Oh, the Omega Terminator. Yeah, it's like giving Sting flashbacks to the shittest match of his life. Yeah, it's like absolute garbage. That really was probably the worst thing I've probably ever seen at a WrestleMania.
Well, we said at the time, and I tried to defend it a little bit, by saying like, oh, it was cool having the DX run out and the NWO run out, and you know, that was all right. But at the time we were like, they've kind of pissed on him a little bit here, because he's not even had a proper match.
No, because
from all the other shit matches that go on that show, because like you're talking about a Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match, which was dog turd until Seth came out.
Seth Rollins saved that WrestleMania.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Massively. Like, he was the highlight of that whole show, because it was shite. And we watched it live. We got the TV from upstairs.
We did.
When we were in a shared house. Yep. And carried it. Well, I didn't. But you carried it downstairs with Jamie into the living room. And we sat and watched the whole thing.
We did.
And I thought it was fucking garbage until Seth Rollins cashed in.
Yeah.
And that was right at the very end, and it was light outside. He's just like, hell.
The only other thing I can remember from that show was the pop-up. RKO.
Oh yeah, no, that was good. Right at the beginning and right at the fucking end.
Yeah.
It was just a shambles, I thought, that entire thing. And it was
the daylight and Sting coming out in the daylight just didn't work.
Neither did fucking robots on little poles with light up eyes. I mean in the dark that might have looked mint, but like they didn't think it through at all about the daylight, how naff it looked.
No.
It was just shit. And the one time that Triple H puts himself over, it was the wrong...
It was when he shouldn't have done
that. He shouldn't have done that. Like, it was just ridiculous. It was such a vanity match.
Well, the whole story going into it was WWE versus WCW again. And it was just like, well, we don't care now.
Well, you've signed him. Why do we need to do that? Like, no one's asked anymore. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, no offence to these people. And everyone's memories are great. And my memories are great. But I don't want to see a load of old blokes come out reliving the youth. When someone actually still looks legit.
Yeah, definitely.
In the terms of Sting and Triple H still look legit.
Absolutely.
And then you completely damage you both, you looking legit, like you're both still going to go, and you both look really imposing and scary by these old fucking codgers coming out and fucking...
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Hulk Hogan couldn't even... Well, fucking Kevin Nash couldn't. Kevin Nash is too busy in Room 101 now. Isn't he, Axel? Hey?
Oh, he's having a ball. He's having he's fucking cooking up a storm in his slow cooker in Room 101, isn't he?
Do you know what? I don't know if it was Craig, actually. Was it Craig? I've got to go pass through all the...
I actually have a couple of Room 101s. So...
Do you? Well, yeah, I can't think about anything shit at the moment. I think Craig has actually put "This is awesome" that slow cooker. I was like, "Yeah, get some barbecued pulled pork in that bad boy."
I'm sure it's fantastic.
No, it can't. It can't be. It can't be. But anyway, let's not get off
no,
track.
No.
So you have this thing shit. Then we get to the main event. The main event is what it is. It's a standard match. You know, it's back and forth. It's great. I don't know who Don Callis is, because I've not watched. I mean, I saw a tweet before that I responded to, and they were like, well, see you there, see you on Tuesday. And they were like, oh, I think the last time I watched Impact was like 10 years ago. And I was like, yeah, same here. So I don't know who Don Callis is. So I just assumed he was part of like the Impact commentary team with Josh Matthews, I think, who I can't stand. But yeah, when he started, when I mean, Omega's eye looked fucked.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It legit looked fucked. Yeah. It looked like, and I don't know if he was just putting it on or what, but his eye looked a mess. And the whole, like, when the refs were coming out, he's like, oh, he's hurt, help from the back. I was like, oh, no, please don't have this as the screwy thing. And, you know, half of me's thinking Kent is turning up and...
Me too.
And he's going to cost it Moxley because he's got the IWGP US heavyweight case.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been tweeting as well, the little shitbag. And he's not turned up yet, but he will. I'm telling you, like, there's no smoke without
fire. It's crossover city, so, yeah.
Right. I mean... fucking, should we start a promotion? Do you think they'll work with us? You know, I'm the men's champ, you're the women's champ. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, all these guys come from.
I'll just put a fucking cloak over Britt Baker and run her out and stick her in a limo and be like, and we'll be talking on RTM on Sunday night, or maybe Monday, or maybe Wednesday, Tuesday, or maybe any day. I don't know when you'll next see Britt again.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever we can be asked. But yeah. So he, you know, chucks in the mic, blading's going on, and then they just run off. And when they were running off, like as soon as they started running off, I was like, right, here you go. And I turned to you and I said, right, Kent is going to attack him. Now, this is how they're going to finish it.
Mm.
And the fact that that didn't happen was so shocking to me when they just carried on following him. And then he said, we'll tell you on Tuesday night. I did piece it together straight away. And I was like, and I instantly thought, Impact. And yeah. Then he's like, oh, Dynamite's on a Wednesday. And he's like, no, we'll see you on Impact Wrestling. Legit shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
It is shocking.
But it's, you know, with the way they were talking about it,
mm-hmm.
all these past few weeks, Omega's done tons of interviews where he said he wants to do crossovers, you know, the NWA thing that they've been doing. Callis has been on commentary and I saw a few tweets the first time he did it when it was against Hangman. And they said, oh, is there going to be a bit of an Impact kind of crossover event? A few tweets I saw from like a couple of weeks ago talking about this match. People saying, it'd be great because of, you know, they're obviously working with Impact in some way. If Gallows and Anderson turn up and cost Moxley the belt, so then there's a bit of a Bullet Club reunion. So like all these things are going on, and I'm like, nah. And I'll look at every single one of them and I'm like, nah, 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 nah. But then as soon as he said, we'll see you on Tuesday, like, I was shocked, but in my head I was like, they've fucking done it.
Mm.
They've done it. They're just going to go for everyone.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and get everybody, like, to work with them. And I think it's a great way of doing it. Because I've like loads of people who follow us, who've tweeted us since it happened, I've not watched Impact for so long. I tried to watch that pay-per-view when you've got fucking Tommy Dreamer, you know, against Moose, I think it was. I don't think it was the main event, but for like your heavyweight title. I was a bit like, well, you know, I'm not really fussed about that. Gallows and Anderson haven't been enough to pull me in. But I've seen like the thing with Swoggle, which is fucking hilarious. Doing the AJ Styles shit.
He does look like AJ Styles Swoggle at the moment, doesn't he? With his beard and his hair.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
Which is why it's harsh.
It's great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
But I saw Anderson do, I think he did a tweet or an Instagram, because I follow them both. It was like, nothing but love to AJ, but this is just hilarious.
AJ will love that. Oh, he'll find it hilarious.
Of course he will. But it's the fact that Swoggle came out to Styles' old music from Impact is like so fucking funny. But yeah, I was legit shocked. I was like, oh.
I just think it's... And we were, before this, we were talking about how, you know, like teaming up with other... It was before that happened.
Yeah,
we said it
a couple, whether a month ago or something.
But we had it tonight.
To New Japan as well.
Yeah, we had it tonight as well about like, it's coming together makes them one strong unit against the sort of Tesco in town. Do you know what I mean? It's like a bunch of indie shops getting together.
Yeah.
And being like, let's work together to just make ourselves stronger. So many people are going to tune into Impact this week because of that.
I think so, yeah.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter to AEW. It doesn't matter to any of the other promotions. Together, they're stronger without sounding cheesy. It's true. Yeah. Like, it is so, so true. And I think what I would assume and what I hope is right is that They all trust each other.
Mm.
There's no trust with WWE. No. They are out, even on the UK scene. They're out to take them down.
Totally.
Which is what they did with NXT UK. Really, let's be honest. They took it down because they created NXT UK and they hired everybody.
Yeah.
And they had the whole thing of, oh, you can all wrestle elsewhere. But the whole aim of that is to create a brand that's massive in the UK because they saw how big ICW was, saw how big Progress was, all the other promotions like PCW, like all these like smaller promotions under that, and gone, look at all these crowds, look at all this rabid fans, let's get a piece of this. Hey, and guess what? Let's take all the fucking talent, the best talent they've all got, and sign them. That's a shit move. They dressed it up because they understand...
They took Jim from Progress as well. Yeah. Very quick Progress.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which was really the only thing... as far as, like, people in charge...
Yes.
...was keeping me involved. Me too. Because the other ones were like... And they've quit since.
They succeeded. They took it down.
Yeah.
By being, like, you know, you're a smiling assassin. You know, like, people who come in and destroy businesses don't do it like the Jafar in Aladdin. Mm. They do it like they're fucking...
That's a great reference.
No, but it's true, though. They don't... They're not like... You know, they've not got a spectre and yes, we're going to kill you all. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. They come in going like, hey, guys, this is so great. We'd love to... Oh, we really want to work with you. And then they take the top talent that destroys their, like, company that they had in the meantime, what's left of it after they've stripped it of everybody, because... When you take all the best talent out of all the different indie shows into one show, and people can only afford to go to one or two shows a year, they're going to go to that one.
Yeah.
So you're literally taking money out the pockets by just being there.
Absolutely.
Smiling assassins. Whereas it demonstrates by all these companies like AEW, Impact, potentially New Japan, you know, like TNA. TNA?
It's Impact is TNA.
No, the other one, What's the other one?
NWA.
NWA. Yeah, yeah. Fucking hell, I always forget. Like, them all kind of coming together demonstrates there's trust there. We're not looking to buy you. We don't want your talent. We kind of want to share all our talent. Yeah. And let's be like, let's help each other.
Mm.
And I'm not naive. I'm not saying that there's no ulterior motive ever. But right now, in this current climate, I think it's admirable for AEW, who are doing all right, I would say.
On their own.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They don't need to send Kenny Omega to Impact.
Or AAA, because I think he's in a AAA match tomorrow night.
They don't need to do that.
No, they don't.
So it's such a great way of doing things. And again, as I say, like, I could be wrong. It could all just end up being this massive...
Tony Khan just buys them all.
But, you know, like, I'd like to think that right now it's helping each other out and it comes across that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, you know, it's a bit of a middle finger to WWE as well. Because, like, the signing of Sting, you know, because they've signed people that have kind of had a bit of a disgruntled time. And a lot of people were disappointed by Sting's WWE run.
I was.
Because he never felt like it got going. It was just like, you know, the whole time when he turned up, was it Survivor Series? Where after... he turned up at Survivor Series and that's when Ziggler won it for Team Raw or whatever it was. Go for it. And the whole face-to-face with Triple H, and then we were like, right, that's the WrestleMania match. It's Triple H against Sting. That's fucking amazing. And then it kind of... You know, I was all right with it at the time. But I still said to you, you know, I felt he deserved a little bit more than that for how big of a name he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that signing's one thing. But then you've got that on the show, and then just that we'll see you on Tuesday thing at the end. See you next Tuesday, Vince.
That's the one.
You know, I was shocked. I was legitimately shocked because
that's
the whole...
The title of the podcast.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. That is a good one. You know, I was so shocked by it. And this is why we're still up at 4 a.m. Because I do want to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I don't feel like I was quite watching it. It was one of them where you were like, what? Did he just say Tuesday?
Yes.
And then you were like, what, Tuesday? And then the guy said,
So I thought you'd fucked up because I have no idea what fucking Night Impact. So I was like, oh, he's just made a mistake. How embarrassing. And but I knew that when they were running, when as soon as they left and they were running, I was like, Kent is not coming out now.
See, that's what I thought he was, because that's when they got out of the ring really quick. That's normally what happens. But then they followed him for too long and I was like, what the fuck's going on here? Is he just going to get in a car and drive away? We'll see you on Tuesday. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's insane. Like, it's so insane to me. And it's great because when, you know, back in the day, and I know they did it poorly, but I was, you know, I was a, you know, a big fan of WWF during the Invasion angle as well. And I thought the Invasion angle was amazing because you'd always talk with your mates of like, oh, who would win, you know, WCW versus WWF. You always talked like that, and that was really exciting when they announced it. Obviously, it petered out, and it didn't really turn into the thing that you wanted it to be. And then with the whole NXT thing, I've always felt it's NXT against WWE, and I'm pro NXT.
Yeah.
So it's like, right, so NXT are our guys, and it's like a bit of a mini invasion thing there. This could have massive repercussions for every company that's involved, because Impact is going to get a bit of a boost in viewers. I don't think it'll get many. It's not going to be like suddenly Impact's going to get a fucking million viewers. It'd be interesting to see how many viewers, one, Dynamite got, and two, Impact has on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be really interesting to see the jump from between them on there. Mm. And Impact has not made any fucking headlines apart from Gallows and Anderson signing and the Hornswoggle thing that I've seen looking around the rag sheets. They don't make any fucking headlines at all. So this is just instantly, like, probably doubled their fucking exposure.
Yeah. I think Gallows and Anderson was a fantastic signing for them.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, in my opinion, and if you're a Impact fan, you know, like, it would be very, very easy for you to disagree with me.
Like, but Chris we should be watching Impact.
Chris loves it. But, like, as an outsider, Gallows and Anderson has really put them back in the rag sheets again.
Yeah.
They were not there. It wasn't even discussed. I didn't even know they were still going. Neither did you.
No.
There was a bit where it's like, are they even still going? What's going on?
Yeah.
And yet them two going there has really, I think, has elevated them quite a lot.
Mm.
And the fact that you've got such a knock-on effect by having them there, because they do the talking shop, and that, you know, Randy Orton always talks about it, you know, pretending to, like,
obviously
bit of a fan, you know, like, there's everyone always bigs it up, and them two are, like, so funny, and it does so much for Impact having those two there. And the great thing about the whole talent swap is that You'll keep your talent, because allowed to move around and do different things. So it's not a case of, oh, fucking hell, AEW have signed this person. I really don't want them to lose that person. It's like, they won't lose that person. If they're allowed to go to different places and wrestle and make more money and, you know, push the brand and all that stuff, you've got happier talent, and you've got access to so much more talent, like, on a weekly basis. You can swap and change and all that. Whether that will continue when, you know, COVID's over and there's live shows and stuff, I don't know. Maybe it's just something that they're doing to help each other out during this time. I'd hope not.
Yeah.
Because I think it will be even bigger when there's live shows. Because imagine someone walking out, you're not expecting, when it's got a full crowd there.
Yeah.
The potential is just unreal. Like, I just think it's such a good thing for them all to be doing. Team up, share talent, and the annoying and yet satisfying thing is WWE will want to join in very soon. When it all starts working.
Do you think WWE will join in?
I think they'll want to, and I don't think it'll take them very long for Vince to go, I want a piece of this now.
See, I completely disagree with that.
Really?
I think to cut his nose off to spite his face, he wouldn't. Because the thing is like, Vince has kind of done that before with ECW, but that was to take WCW out a little bit into middle finger.
And we know WCW. We know he was.
Now they've done that. Yeah, definitely, and they've done things with like Evolve and that kind of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and do it with somebody else. So if they go to like New Japan, for example, because that would be a huge spanner in the works. I mean, I would be so angry at that.
That sucks.
But they've got the cash because they've even though they've sacked a load of people, they're making, you know, fucking profit on profit. If they, you know, because their sort of plan was to put an NXT in a load of different places, so put an NXT in Japan, put an NXT in Canada, put an NXT in Germany, and then that's more, more network content. And at the time, I was like, that's a great idea. Japan's great, Canada's great, Germany we've not been, but, you know, it's great now, didn't used to be. You know, that's a tasteless joke. But, you know, I think that the whole industry shift, if AEW can pull it off, is instead of, like, putting an AEW flag in the middle of the UK... It's like UK or Germany or Japan or whatever, do your thing, and then once you wanna when you wanna play, let's play.
Yeah.
And there, and this is the type of thing that we were talking about months ago.
Yeah.
And you even said, like, get Impact in, get ROH in. When you wanna do these stadium shows.
Oh yeah, team up and team up fill and do a stadium. Yeah. Fill a stadium. If you team up with multiple shows, it would be you'd definitely fill a WrestleMania-esque stadium.
I think
not
so as well.
Not a fucking problem.
I think so.
If
as
you
well.
Get a few brands in there, and you'd introduce so many people to so many new, you know, stars, and yeah. and it's such a great show. As long as it was booked really well, which it would be.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like complete from start to finish, just like bangers.
Mm.
Then why not?
And they're definitely getting... So the rag sheet thing that I saw this week that I was kind of going to bring up as a topic, because, like, going back on it already, like, reviewing a show. As soon as we have a good show, then, yeah, then we can talk about it. But I saw that Moxley and Omega are supposed to be doing Wrestle Kingdom this year.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously Moxley needs to defend that IWGP US heavyweight title at some point.
Or could just blow off the dust.
Yeah, blow the dust off it, you know.
Oh shit, I've still got this.
Renee's been using it as a drinks holder, like put a drink on. But the and obviously Omega tonight did the Rainmaker's pose, which is Okada's thing. And he even did a Rainmaker V-trigger. Because I thought he was going to do the actual Rainmaker. I was like, oh, shit. And I shouted Rainmaker. And then he obviously pulls his knee up instead of clotheslining him. But they're just talking about... You know, they're talking about everybody. You know, they don't give a shit. And I like that. That, like, there's no subject, it seems, that was off limits. They did a nice... you know, couple of seconds on Pat Patterson, who unfortunately has passed away.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Which is a really, really sad thing, because he was so instrumental in all sorts of shit that's been on with WWE. They talked about him. Sting comes out, you know, they talk about them. Fucking, when they had the Young Bucks and the FTR match, they name dropped DIY. You know, they don't give a fuck. They talk about wrestling as a whole. They probably won't say the term WWE, but why not? When you're the obvious number two, because they are, in viewing figures and all that kind of shit,
Yeah. They're
the obvious number two. So it doesn't matter. You can talk as much as you want, because, you know, it doesn't, you know, as long as they don't start doing things like WCW used to do, which when they say, you know, oh, fucking NXT, oh, this is the match that's on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as long as they don't start doing that shit, then, you know, I'm all for it. Talk about the other wrestling shows. They talk about Impact. Mm. They talk about ROH. They've name-dropped people from ROH before. NWA, New Japan. If those four in particular, so NWA, which I've never seen a frame of and didn't know they were still doing a show. I thought the NWA for me died with Shane Douglas spitting on the belt. That was the end of the NWA, as far as my knowledge from old school ECW.
Yeah.
You know, which you've seen on the documentary. How fucking amazing was that moment? Amazing. That's a great moment. But I didn't know Billy Corgan was involved. You know, and he was Impact / Anthem, whatever that was. You know,
it's a mess.
But Impact, ROH, NWA, AEW, New Japan. If those five can somehow think of a way to coexist, I mean, fuck. You know, you're looking at a lot of... Because AEW, I think, is the obvious number two.
Yeah.
In the US and in the UK, they're the number one. But we've spoke about that before. ITV's a free channel. WWE are on BT, which is not a free channel. But shit, if they can get it together, and they can get the ducks in a row, and they can work together, then we could be looking at like another like that year long ride that NXT was.
Yeah.
Where everything's mental and every show's crazy. And you're dying to get to a show, and then they do one in London, and you're fucking there. You know, that's what we could be looking at. On the flip side, when you get loads of people working on something, that's when you get a WWE, where it's a little bit, you know, the guy at the top's tearing the script up 2 hours before the show's supposed to start and all that bollocks. But yeah, if they use it sparingly, but, you know... Oh, by the way, Kenny Omega's on Impact, and then obviously on Dynamite, they will show what happened on Impact. You know, because what are they going to do? Are they just going to talk? Is somebody going to attack them? Is Moxley going to turn up on Impact as well?
Knows.
Like, what the fuck's going to go on? And that's the best. That's the greatest thing, because with WWE for ages, we've always known weeks in advance, whether they've said it or not, what roughly is happening. We've not always been right on the outcomes of things.
Mm-hmm. But we know who's coming. We know who's debuting. We know what matchups are going to make. We might not know the, like you say, the result of a match.
Yeah.
That can go either way because it's so inconsequential to them. But we know exactly who's coming in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no pondering.
No.
They're not subtle about setting up any sort of rivalry. And they're not subtle about completely fucking ending it before it even starts as well, because they get fed up. You know, it's just really good to see.
It's fucking amazing.
An amazing show.
Yeah.
Involving another brand that was completely unexpected. Signing someone who is massive for them, like absolutely massive, on a multi-year contract, which is insane, that was completely kept under wraps by them. Like, totally kept under wraps.
Because I've been looking at rag sheets as well, and I've not seen Sting's name mentioned since the WWE's pulled his merchandise. That was the last thing, and that was October, apparently, according to the article that was there. Holy shit. Like,
it's incredible. It was, do you know what? It was just such a good night.
It really was. Like, I had such a good time. And it did pull me back into that NXT mindset of when NXT was great.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? But not to this level. I think this is really like, you know, the Sting thing was a complete shock. Him saying Tuesday night, it was a complete shock. But it makes you excited about wrestling again, you know, and that's sort of the reason why I started watching New Japan, because I really like that side of stuff. And shit, if Wrestle Kingdom's gonna have Omega and Moxley on it, it's a must watch. Mm-hmm. It's a must watch for me anyway, but for like both of us, like, to be really excited about it, and especially potentially going against Kenta and, you know, whatever Omega does, because he won't go against Okada because he's with Ospreay. But fuck, Ospreay could turn up in AEW now. Any of them could.
Well, there's no...
Killswitch can turn up, you know.
To be able to...
I got that wrong again, Switchblade. Yeah, I keep getting that wrong. Jay White. Just start calling him Jay White instead.
The fact that you can... That's what we were talking about with the Cruiserweight. We were like, well, of course, if there was a chance to wrestle for WWE without having to sign a contract, you're going to do it just to experience it. And if there's this opportunity to go and wrestle at different promotions, get a bit of a paycheck,
yeah,
elevate your brand to a new audience, then everybody's going to take it. Everyone. You wouldn't not. It's like being on the indie scene, but there's big money involved.
Yeah.
For all who's getting booked. So it's like this elite indie scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, excuse the pun, but like, it is though. It
totally
is. It's
like
being on the indies, but like, it's big stakes now. And it's big audiences. And it's televised.
Mm.
It's no backwater shite. And you could carry on doing that. And you could carry on doing that and never have to go on a shitty live tour.
Absolutely.
You can just be on TV all the time.
Absolutely, because AEW don't need to do house shows.
I don't think they should, you know. I really don't think they should.
About house shows. WWE in an arena can only pull like 4,000 fans in certain areas.
Yeah.
There is no point in doing that. I know it's practice. I know it's, you know, you guys have got to practice because they're not as good.
Yeah.
But it's crap. Like, it's absolutely crap. We got Wolf ticketed into a London live event that we thought was going to be a pay-per-view, and they changed
they advertised as a pay-per-view,
yeah,
which is when we bought tickets, booked a train, booked a hotel, get there, and it was
WWE
house show
live, which I enjoyed myself, but we were pissed off because we bought decent tickets for that as well. Not too expensive, but we bought decent. Jericho was on it as well.
He was indeed. I feel like I've said as much as I'm going to say on it. Otherwise, I'm just going to be covering all the ground.
Well, we've done an hour. So before you get to your room 101s, do you want to save them? Because do you want to do
a
proper show?
Yeah.
Like maybe tomorrow or something?
Yeah, I'll save it. We'll save
it. Okay. Here's the question that we need to end with.
Go on.
Right. Do we subscribe to Impact Plus on the site?
I don't know why that made me laugh so much. I genuinely thought...
It was not a...
I was expecting you to say heels more than that.
Honest with you. Well, I can't join heels anyway. I'm not allowed.
No, we're not going to join Impact Plus. I want to watch it, but we'll make a decision on that. Hey, we might enjoy ourselves. They might have really pulled the socks up.
I mean, there's a few... I mean, again, I was rolling my eyes a little bit. With $7.99 a month. I'm sure it was cheaper than that last time I checked.
Oh, well, they've got Omega on.
here we go.
You're taking the piss now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the good thing with Impact Plus is you can watch all the old school TNA shit, which I probably would enjoy.
Yeah.
But I mean,
again, we don't want to get into the habit of there's too much wrestling to watch. We get overwhelmed and then we don't watch any and we never do a show again. Because that's where we were at one point.
Absolutely. I think we might be able to on Fight, because you can do it with... you can do it with AEW, where you can buy specific like shows.
Yeah.
You can buy like... I don't know if you can do it, or if it's just pay-per-views, maybe. I think it just looks like pay-per-views. I don't think the actual... No, I don't think the TV show is on, so we'll have to find a sneaky way of doing that. But yeah, so maybe we won't subscribe to Impact
Let's
Plus.
See how it goes,
Just at this point.
Because if it all pans out the way we think it's going to pan out, we'll end up subscribing to about 7 different wrestling companies if they all team up.
Yeah.
Fight TV need to fucking pull the finger out and be like...
I think they've upped the price. That's what they've done. I'm sure it was $3.99 when I last looked.
Together and just call it the wrestling package, and it's everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad idea, actually. That's £20 a month.
They should do. Should.
Do you want to leave it there, then?
Yeah, okay. Why not? It's very late, so we probably should.
Well, here's my final question for you.
Oh, there's another question. So that wasn't your final question?
It wasn't my final question.
Cool.
My final question is, do you want to watch Dynamite again?
Do, but not right now.
Or do you want to go to bed?
I don't think I want to watch it right now, I'll be honest, because... Oh, what the fuck? Jesus,
JR's just fucking invading. Just invading our personal.
Well, you clearly do, because you just started watching it.
I'm actually looking at Omega and Callis run away. And they've got, so I didn't really look at this because I was kind of like laughing and going, holy shit. All the wrestlers like backstage stood there going, what have you done?
But
with masks on, so they can't emote like at all.
They were trying really hard though.
They were trying.
They were overacting to a fantastic degree.
They were overacting to a fantastic degree. But I mean, it was a fucking great show, and that's, you know, it's amazing. And I think the way we'll leave it, other than our new outro.
This Tuesday night! Tuesday? Dynamite's on Wednesday! This Tuesday, Impact Wrestling on Access TV, me and Kenny will tell you all about it, Marvin!
Are you ready for this?
I'm not playing the...
You're not doing it as an outro?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to do it as an intro.
Cool.
Just FYI.
Well, thanks very much for listening, everyone. Hope you're all staying safe. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all high on life.
Woo!
At 4:18 a.m. the 3rd of December.
Greenwich Mean Time, baby.
And who's going to be... Well, this is the annoying thing, right? Because I've had a few weeks off work. Hence why we've been able to stay up and watch it.
Yeah.
Do we watch Impact Live on Tuesday? That's my final question.
No.
No.
No, because no, you will be back in work then.
I know I will.
So, no.
Oh, Jesus.
It won't be worth it.
Oh my God. No, it won't be worth those 5 minutes.
It will not be worth it at all.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, it's so hard to not watch it live now. We're just after work, you know, you stay away from fucking Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Because actually, the last week's Dynamite, we didn't even watch it on time. We watched it the day after. Slap that wrist. Right, let's get on there. I'll tell you what we will do. When we go off air, let's have a scowl on this shop AEW.
Oh, fucking hell. No, because...
Sink 100 quid.
I'm having a rum and coke here. I'll end up spending money. And I'll wake up in the morning and go, did I buy something on
it? And a month later, your suspicion's confirmed.
Look at my fucking bank balance and my suspicion's confirmed. It's like, sorry, grandma, you're not getting a present this year. Because I bought myself a fucking Puma windbreaker from...
It does look cool.
I know it does, yeah. I know, but... It's
Kyle did a tweet where he's like, wanting to buy that Kenny Omega top. Oh, I'm not... I think the Kenny Omega Continue one, I think, might be getting purchased.
Yeah, that one's good. I like that.
The Continue one.
Yeah,
where it looks like him behind the...
I like that one a lot, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like that one a lot?
I do.
Okay, we'll get that one then.
Don't just do it on my
account. Do you know what? Like, fucking yesterday, they were doing Black Friday week... And it was like 30% off.
Right, where's all the Sting merch then, eh? Spoiler alert.
Those motherfuckers.
Shouldn't that if they just whacked it all on? Yeah, you'd be like, what?
What's all the Sting shit?
That's fucking bollocks. I know what's happening tomorrow.
Christ. Well, anyway, thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you've got any questions, you've got any Room 101s...
Oh, please send Room 101s. Them to us. Yes.
You've got any shit merchandise that you've seen?
So just a note on Room 101... as I think we alluded to last week, but I think is a really good idea. I think like one of our Christmas specials will be a Room 101 Christmas special where we'll go through everything that anyone sent us and our Room 101s that we've had so far.
Okay.
And we'll rediscuss.
Okay,
and we'll
add
some new ones in.
We'll have a Room 101.
So it's kind of like the 12 days of Christmas, but it's Room 101. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like
festive
that.
It's a good
idea.
Festive Room 101 special.
Should we do it on Christmas Day?
Yeah, let's fuck it. Let's do it on Christmas Day.
Let's not see any family.
Well, we're not seeing any family.
Yeah, I was joking. I knew we weren't going to see any family.
Fuck that. Let's go and fucking kill our parents.
Oh, God, I know.
Let's kill our parents with our colds.
Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, fuck it.
Anyway, love you, everyone.
Love you guys.
Have a great week. We'll be back again this week. We'll have other shit to talk about other than this amazing night. But until next time,
cheerio, motherfucker.
Pip pip.